Hello, and welcome to GCSE Business Essentials. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most exam-critical topics in the AQA GCSE Business Specification, calculating and interpreting financial ratios. Specifically, we'll be mastering gross profit margin, net profit margin, and return on capital employed, or FROS. Now, I know what you're thinking. More maths? Really? But here's the thing. Financial ratios are absolute mark magnets in your exams. They appear in almost every Paper 2 case study, and if you can calculate them accurately and interpret them in context, you're looking at easy marks. So stick with me, and by the end of this episode, you'll have the formulas locked in, you'll know exactly how to apply them to case studies, and you'll understand what examiners are really looking for. Let's get started. Right, let's start with the formulas. And here's your first exam tip. Always write the formula before you start calculating. Why? Because AQA awards method marks. Even if you make an arithmetic error, you can still pick up marks for showing the correct method. Gross profit margin. This measures how much profit a business makes before operating expenses are deducted, expressed as a percentage of revenue. The formula is gross profit divided by revenue multiplied by 100. That gives you a percentage. So if a business has a gross profit of 40,000 pounds and revenue of 100,000 pounds, the gross profit margin is 40,000 divided by 100,000 times 100, which equals 40%. Simple, right? Net profit margin. This one goes a step further. It shows how much profit remains after all operating expenses, including things like rent, salaries, interest, and tax, have been deducted. The formula is net profit divided by revenue multiplied by 100. Using the same business, if the net profit is 15,000 pounds and revenue is still 100,000 pounds, the net profit margin is 15,000 divided by 100,000 times 100, which equals 15%. Notice something? The net profit margin is always lower than the gross profit margin. That's because more costs have been deducted. If you ever calculate a net profit margin that's higher than the gross profit margin, you've made a mistake. Go back and check your working. Return on capital employed, or FROS. This is the big one. FROS measures how efficiently a business uses its capital to generate operating profit. It's a measure of return on investment. The formula is operating profit divided by capital employed multiplied by 100. Let's say operating profit is 20,000 pounds and capital employed is 100,000 pounds. FROS is 20,000 divided by 100,000 times 100, which equals 20%. Now, here's a key exam tip for FROS. Always compare it to the bank interest rate. If a business is achieving a FROS of 20% and the bank interest rate is 5%, that's a strong return. It means the business is generating far more profit from its investment than it would earn by simply leaving the money in a savings account. But if FROS is only 3% and the bank rate is 5%, that's a red flag. The business would be better off putting its money in the bank. Examiners love it when candidates make this comparison. Okay, so you can calculate the ratios. But here's where most candidates lose marks. They don't interpret them properly. AQA doesn't just want numbers. They want you to apply those numbers to the specific business case study. Let's say you're given a case study about a cafe. The gross profit margin has fallen from 60% to 50% over the past year. A weak answer would be, the gross profit margin has decreased, which is bad. That's a level one response. It's vague, it's generic, and it earns you maybe 1 or 2 marks out of 6. A strong answer would be, the gross profit margin has decreased from 60% to 50%, a fall of 10 percentage points. This suggests the cafe's cost of sales has increased relative to revenue. This could be due to rising supplier costs, such as coffee beans or milk, or because the cafe has reduced prices to attract more customers. This fall in margin reduces profitability and could impact the cafe's ability to cover operating expenses or invest in expansion. See the difference? You've stated the data, identified the change, explained the possible causes using the case study context, and linked it to business objectives. That's AO2 application, and that's what gets you into level 3 or 4. Let me flag 3 mistakes I see all the time in exam papers. Mistake 1, confusing profit with profitability. Profit is an absolute figure in pounds. Profitability is a ratio, a measure of efficiency. A business can have high profit but low profitability if it's using a huge amount of capital inefficiently. Always use the correct term. Mistake 2, inverting the ROCE formula. The correct formula is operating profit divided by capital employed. Some candidates flip it and calculate capital employed divided by operating profit. That gives you a completely meaningless number. If your ProC is over 100%, you've probably inverted the formula. Mistake 3, ignoring trends. A single ratio in isolation doesn't tell you much. Examiners want you to compare ratios over time, year on year, or against industry benchmarks. Always look for patterns. Is the margin improving or declining? Why? Right, let's talk exam technique. You've got your formulas, you know how to interpret them, but how do you actually structure your answers to maximize marks? Tip 1, use the state, explain, apply structure for 3 to 6 mark questions. State the data. The net profit margin has fallen from 12% to 8%. Explain what this means. This indicates that the business is retaining less profit from each pound of revenue after all expenses are deducted. Apply to the case study. This could be due to the increased marketing spend mentioned in the case study, which has raised operating expenses without a proportional increase in revenue. That structure ensures you hit AO1 knowledge, AO2 application, and AO3 analysis. Tip 2, always express ratios as percentages to 2 decimal places unless told otherwise. So 15.75%, not 15.8% or 16%. Precision matters. Tip 3, don't assume high profit means healthy cash flow. This is a classic trap. A business can be highly profitable on paper, but still have cash flow problems if customers aren't paying on time or if it's tied up too much money in stock. Keep profit and cash flow separate in your mind. Tip 4, link your analysis to business objectives. Examiners want to see that you understand why ratios matter. Does a falling margin threaten survival? Does a rising FROS support expansion plans? Always connect the numbers to the bigger picture. Okay, quick fire recall time. I'm going to ask you 3 questions. Pause the podcast, answer them in your head or on paper, then unpause to check. Question 1. What is the formula for gross profit margin? Answer: gross profit divided by revenue times 100. Question 2. If a business has a ROCE of 8% and the bank interest rate is 10%, is this a good return? Answer: no. The business would earn more by putting its money in the bank. This suggests inefficient use of capital. Question 3. True or false? Net profit margin is always higher than gross profit margin. Answer: false. Net profit margin is always lower because more expenses have been deducted. How did you do? If you got all 3, brilliant. If not, go back and review the core concept section. All right, let's wrap up. Today we've covered the 3 essential financial ratios for AQA GCSE business: gross profit margin, net profit margin, and FROCE. You now know the formulas, how to calculate them, and, crucially, how to interpret them in the context of a case study. Remember, write the formula first to secure method marks. Always state the data, compare ratios over time or against benchmarks, and link your analysis to business objectives. Financial ratios are one of the most reliable sources of marks in paper 2. Master them and you're setting yourself up for success. Thanks for listening to GCSE Business Essentials. If you found this helpful, make sure to review your notes, practice with past papers, and test yourself regularly. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you next time.